If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to Early Break. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush. Thanks to you all your texts, 402-464-5685. We are joined now by a special guest. Jimmy Burrow is the father of Joe Burrow, a former Husker, a former coach, and he also has a big business coming up. And with that, Bill, I will pass it off to you to introduce Jimmy even further and ask the first question.
Before we go, Dan Burrow, also the father of Dan Burrow.
Okay.
Another ex-Husker.
Yes. Yeah. Bill, floor is yours.
Jimmy, how are we doing this morning?
I'm good, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely at that. So, obviously, Jimmy, a historic player here at Nebraska, former black shirt here at Nebraska, came by way of Mississippi, correct, Jimmy?
That is correct. I transferred from Ole Miss, so I was the first transfer in the family.
That's awesome. I think you kind of taught Joe how to do it, didn't you?
Well, that was a long time ago, but... worked out for both of us.
Well, the one thing came up, obviously, me and Jimmy became close friends. We were well before the whole situation with Joe. But when we were talking yesterday, Jimmy, you're basically like in charge now of Omaha professional volleyball. Tell us about that.
Well, the president of the Pro Federation Volleyball, I coached against and was a friend, Dave Wenham, and he asked our family, really, Joe and Robin and I, to be a part of this new volleyball league. We're considered founding partners. And then my son Jamie kind of hooked us up with Danny White, a businessman there in Omaha. And I reached out to him, and now he's the owner of our Omaha franchise. And he's joined by Jason Derulo, and we're excited about it. I'm more involved in the league itself, but since Omaha is dear to my heart, then we'll definitely pay special attention to that franchise also.
That's outstanding news to have you being such a big part of it to get that done. Go ahead.
We got to lay this out a little bit, Jimmy Sipple here. The league is
called.
How are you doing, Jimmy?
So
you're back working. What's this league called?
It's the Pro Federation, Women's Professional Federation Volleyball League. We're right now we have a team that's going to be in Omaha, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
Columbus and Atlanta, and there's a possibility of two or three more teams, and just providing an opportunity for women volleyball players after they finish their college career, like the great players coming out of Nebraska, provide them an opportunity not to have to go overseas to play professional volleyball, make a livable wage here in the United States,
okay.
And play hopefully in front of home crowds.
That's outstanding, Jimmy. Jimmy Burrow joins us. Jimmy, is Terry Pettit involved in this enterprise?
We have reached out to Coach Pettit. He has provided thoughts and advice and insight, especially on the Omaha franchise. So, he supports it. And as far as really being involved, other than just giving us what I said, the advice, we'll continue to lean on him.
Mm-hmm.
He's given us names of people that he thinks might want to be involved. I do have a scheduled call coming up at some point, Coach Cook. We want to talk to him. He's busy, so we've had trouble locking him down, but he's agreed to talk to us at some point again for advice and just his thoughts on how to proceed in this league.
Awesome. When does it start? When's the league start?
we should be able to have it start about this time next year. There's a lot more to it than even I thought, but we're hoping to have a schedule out and be able to kick it off, February of next year.
So will you be like the Roger Goodell when there's a draft? Will you be on stage and they announce with the number one jersey?
I have a title. I'm the director of brand advancement, and I make calls, try to encourage people to be involved. When you're in the coaching profession, and especially now that Joe's involved with different marketing agents and companies, I know a lot of people, so I try to get other people involved in the league and sponsors, and it had something to do with trying to get franchises, for example, the Omaha League. So it's not a full-time job, but it's a good job, and it's something I enjoy, and our family's happy to be a part of.
Awesome. Joined by Jimmy Burrow. Now, as we switch over to football, Jimmy, your son Joe has been just taking over the league by storm in the NFL. I mean, the Super Bowl last year was in the conference title game. This year lost to Kansas City. But a really, really good start for him in his career as the first overall pick a couple years ago. I'm just curious, did you see this coming when you saw him in college? Are you surprised at all by the success he's had early on in the NFL with the Bengals and what he's done there?
Well, really, after what we saw at LSU, no, I'm not surprised. If you'd have said back when he was at Ohio State or even in high school, did I see this? Is coming, the answer would be no. It was wishful thinking at the time. But just the team that Coach Ogeron, Bill, all the other guys at LSU put together, and then I saw his development from a junior to a senior and what he was able to accomplish that senior year. I knew that if he was given the opportunity and put in the right culture and the right organization, that was possible. I guess as soon as it happened, maybe surprised at that, but that's why he went to LSU, to win a national championship. That's why he's playing in the NFL, hopefully to win a Super Bowl, and he's got a great opportunity now with the Bengals.
Jimmy Burrow joins us now. Jimmy Burrow, we mentioned, played for Nebraska in 1974 and 75. He was also a GA during the Frank Solich tenure from 2000 to 2002, had two sons play here, Jamie and Dan, so deeply rooted in Nebraska. Now, Jimmy, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go to this place that, not everybody likes us to go, but I'm going. Why did Joe Burrow never become a legacy player at Nebraska?
Why does it not surprise me that that's coming up?
I've been asked a lot.
He grew up a Nebraska fan. He wanted to certainly, in high school, he wanted to go to Nebraska. And when I was there with Coach Solich, he learned to ride a bike in the Memorial Stadium there. I thought he needed the turf for falling, but I put him on it, pushed him off, and he took off. So it didn't take long, but we have a great picture of him riding his first bicycle in the stadium there. Things change, I guess, over the years, and the opportunity wasn't there. We certainly had reached out to Nebraska during the Bo Pelini era. I knew just about everybody on the staff, and some of them really pushed hard for Joe, and some maybe didn't, but it never really became an offer for him to play at Nebraska, so we had to move on. And then the transfer, there wasn't a portal at the time, but he was graduating at Ohio State in 3 years, so we started reaching out in January of his junior, or his third year there at Ohio State, because we thought maybe after spring ball that he would need to transfer. So once again, we were reaching out to Nebraska, and I understand as a coach that you have to trust what you believe, and the opportunity again didn't present itself. And I always respect coaches' decisions, but you know that was something that our family really had wanted to happen for a long, long time, with me playing there, Jamie, Dan, Joe's mom is from nearby Cook, Nebraska, over in Nemaha Valley. So,
okay.
But the circumstances really didn't line up, I guess, and he ended up at initially Ohio State and then LSU. But it all worked out.
Yeah, it did.
It did.
Fairly well.
Now, but some people don't know, Jimmy, is that obviously your career took a great turn when you were the defensive coordinator at Ohio U with Coach Solich. But what people don't know probably is that Joe's first year, when we won the Fiesta Bowl at LSU, you were still coaching. So you were not able to attend basically any of the games. Obviously,
right.
We got to be very close with Robin, with myself and my wife,
yep.
Laura, because Robin was at every game. But you were not. How did you handle that? All of a sudden, you're calling a game at the same time your son's playing Auburn.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Yeah, that's the first really major comeback victory, and one of the bigger victories in Joe's career. And I think we were playing Virginia, maybe in Nashville. Had the hurricane had hit the East Coast, so that game was changed. And right toward the end, I mean, yeah, I'm calling defenses, and Coach Albin is now the head coach. Had occasionally kept me posted during timeouts and things, and all of a sudden he says, "Hey, LSU just kicked a field goal at the end of the game to win the game," and you know, I just got chills thinking about it. When I was there, I was able to go to Texas A&M game, and I was able to go to the Fiesta Bowl, and one other game I had gone to, but none at Tiger Stadium. So that's after the season, I decided to retire. I couldn't go through another season without watching him play, and that's how that all ended up at Ohio University.
Yeah, let's go back to that springtime of 2018 when Joe chose LSU. I don't like to do this because Bill's standing right next to me, but how much of a factor was Bill Bush in that whole picture?
Well, he was the driving force behind it. It's ironic since it didn't work out in Nebraska that really our Nebraska connections led him to LSU. I was the one making calls to different. I had a lot of friends at different places, and I had started reaching out actually even in January.
Okay,
may not have called Bill until spring, and just said, "Hey, I think Joe's gonna transfer," and I don't even know if Coach Ogeron probably had heard of Joe Burrow, but.
He hadn't at that time, no.
Hadn't heard him. Wow.
Bill made sure that he did. Bill had been at Ohio State and saw in person, you know, what Joe was capable of. So he had a big part of it. We went down to the recruiting visit and had a great time. Coach Ogeron is one of the best recruiters I've ever seen. Mm. Bill is a great recruiter. Had some fun. Talked about a lot of football, and Mickey Joseph was there, and they made sure he was around a lot because of the Nebraska connection. And that Saturday night, our last night, Dan was with us, and then Dan, Robin, me, and Bill sat outside on the patio at the hotel and talked old black shirt stories and Nebraska stories for
It's about three.
Really a long time.
About three
late,
in the morning.
Late into the evening.
Late in the evening. And they didn't have.
It was good.
they didn't have a bar there, so we had to go back in and get beers out of the. They had them like at the behind the desk, so we got them from behind the desk.
That's right, I forgot about that.
We got them from behind the desk at that, and so at some point in time, Robin checked out. She's like, "Okay, that's enough of the old black shirt stories to build a go." But it was obviously a great situation for everyone that's worked out great. So I know.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, it has worked out great. And you know what I wonder, Jimmy, as a father, you're a father of one of the most famous NFL players out there now. How well does Joe manage this fame? And how do you guys manage it? Does Joe have a lot of people tugging on him? And how does he control all that?
Yes, he has a lot of people tugging on him. I guess that's a good way to put it. Yeah. And, we have WME, William Morris, Endeavor. They represent Joe with marketing and also their contract advising part of their agency. I talk to those people quite a bit. He has a financial people that take care of his money. And so, I kind of stay in touch with those people. For example, with tickets, tickets is always a concern, and Robin and I take care of that, and we just keep him as focused on football as possible. He doesn't do tons of marketing opportunities. He actually turns down way more than he has.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Joe. He's pretty much all football most of the time,
mm-hmm.
And so he doesn't go out much. So he really never has. But it just. When he does, there's a lot of people that want pictures and those type things. He's respectful, but for the most part, he just chooses to hang out and stay at home. But there's a lot of people out there that want Joe for different functions,
sure.
And different marketing opportunities. But we have a great team that surrounds him and makes sure. That once again, that most of his time is focused on football.
Jimmy, one last thing. At a birthday party, Dr. Tom Heiser, one of your great friends, had Jerry Jeff Walker come and play live in his backyard. If you would have been in town, would you have been at the concert?
Oh, yes. And I've seen Jerry Jeff Walker probably two or three times, whether it was when I was going to school at Nebraska, and then there was some event downtown that. One of the former Huskers, Rick Bonas, was involved in. And,
oh, Rick,
and
sure.
He had Jerry Jeff there, and so I saw him. So he was kind of my group of Tom Heiser, Bob Martin, Bonas, Tom Rude, that group when we were in school. We kind of – our hero was Jerry Jeff Walker. So but when I heard he was playing in Tom's backyard, I couldn't believe I wasn't going to be there. But I guess that was a – That was a great, great night there for the Heisers and our friends.
Also, as we're wrapping things up here, Jimmy, I know we talked about yesterday about all the attention that you get right there in Ohio, and you said something, and you weren't bragging on yourself about, because I asked about some perks you have, and he said, that's just not the Burrow way. And so you still live an everyday life, correct? You were in line forever at FedEx last night when I was trying to call you, right?
Oh, boy.
And so you live
there's always opportunities to that you could get things because of Joe Burrow's dad or mom. But as I said, that's not the Burrow way. We're still living in the same house we moved in when we moved to Athens. And people think, hey, the whole Burrow family has tons of money. And that, no, Joe has a lot of money, not Robin and his dad.
Oh.
So, we're just glad that it's worked out as it has, and we're looking forward to the future. And Robin is done with. She's a principal now at an elementary school. She's going to be done at the end of this school year. So we're hoping to spend a lot more time with friends and family in Nebraska.
Well, Jimmy, wonderful stuff. Thank you for the insight, everything with Joe going on there, and also for the league you have in Omaha coming up with volleyball. We wish you luck. Thanks for the time this morning. We will chat with you again down the road.
Okay, one last thing, the Joe Burrow Foundation.
Okay.
That's another thing we're involved in. Okay. Go to joeburrow.org. We're doing a lot of great things with the underserved and underprivileged, food insecurity, mental health in children. So if you get a chance, get on our website and see what that's all about.
Jimmy,
thank you guys for having me on.
Okay.
That's
great
awesome.
It's Jimmy,
absolutely.
Jimmy Burrow, again, father of Joe Burrow, former Husker, former coach, now in charge of a league, a volleyball league in Omaha.
Foundation JoeBurrow.org.
Yep, that's right.
Wow, that was nice. I'm glad I'm glad Jimmy added that. That was incredible stuff. There's a lot to unpack.
We had people on the text line saying they, hearing the stuff about Joe and his interest in Nebraska and not getting response, still angers them.
It boggles.
Open up a wound again.
The one thing I'd add on that real quick, Jake, is they thought they had Lamar Jackson. They did. Lamar Jackson did visit campus. And that was one thing that what those guys will tell you, those guys from that Bo Pelini staff, is one mitigator. They thought they had Lamar Jackson.
Imagine either of those guys in Nebraska, Lamar Jackson.
He visited
Instead,
campus.
We got neither.
Both Heisman Trophy winners.
Yeah. Pretty good players.
Yeah. Pretty good
Lamar
first
Jackson,
round picks. Pretty good players.
Honest to God. Hand to God.
Hand to God.
Lamar Jackson did visit Lincoln.
They thought they had
That's not just coffee
Instead,
talk.
Louisville got him, and he became a great player. Right. That's what it is. Rick Heyman, Song of the Day, next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.